Glad to have you with us this Friday afternoon. I'm Dwight Henry, your host. Pastor Ron Allen is with me. And we're going to continue a topic that we started last week, finding and staying in your place of grace.
He's got a plan, whether that's a welder, whether that's a school teacher, whether that's a beautiful stay-at-home mom, whether that's a firefighter, a police officer. That is God working to bring about that person's plan.
Sure.
And we talked about the way you know that that's God's plan is you flow, you fit, and you function in that with ease. And there's an ease about the things that you do. And so, you know, we went over some of those steps about staying faithful in the steps and just letting God, not over intellectualizing it, recognizing that if we got off the plan somewhere, that God, I think we ended last week with, no matter where you are, if you get off that plan, God's big enough to get you back onto that plan. We have to realize He is working with us to help us, not to try to hinder us or make things uncomfortable or keep us from fulfilling that grace, because in that grace is where we are going to be fulfilled.
And of course, grace being defined, and we talked about grace as being defined, God's ability working through you to help you do things you can't do on your own.
Yes.
And that is for the carpenter, the welder, the engineer, the accountant, the laborer, the business owner, as much as it is for the guy who fills the pulpit
every
Sunday. That's what it is. I'm sitting here, I couldn't help but think, I love the way that the Lord puts things in my mind as you think. You know, I had this grace for talking. And I didn't know it. I mean, I'm you're talking about a little boy and you're taking care of a guy in the first grade. Man, I was, you know, I got one paddling in the first grade, two in the second, four in the third, and nine in the fourth grade, paddlings all the way through the seventh grade. And most of them were when I was for talking, when I was supposed to have been quiet. I mean, I never did commit any felonies, but I look back over my life now, and most of the time I was sitting there talking when I was supposed to be quiet. So what I used to get paddlings for, the Lord has led me into.
There you go. That is so funny.
But He has used that, and everything that I've done. And,
yes.
And right now,
yes,
in the sales world, in the political world, in the ministry world, has involved verbal communications.
Mm-hmm.
So what I used to get paddled for, God was trying to say, hey, this is my grace working through him.
That is so funny. That's a good one.
Yeah. But let's talk about staying now. Once
yes.
we talked about,
yes,
you get there, you're doing something that you enjoy, you flow in, you fit in, and resistance come along,
uh-huh.
problems come along, challenges come along, and sometimes you're start thinking, well, is this really God?
Mm-hmm.
Is this really? And we abandon it too soon,
mm-hmm.
because we're getting some pressure or some whatever. So let's focus, if we could, today for a little while on how to stay there. And one thing we need to know about staying in the grace of God is to guard against defense,
mm-hmm.
because we know that the defense is a thief that robs us.
Yes.
Guard against getting offended.
And do I, you know, I've seen this over, you know, I've been in the ministry now almost 40 years and I have seen this so much where people I felt like were genuinely called to do something, and the pressures would come, you know, the trials would come, and 3 weeks before their massive breakthrough, they'd quit.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen this happen so many times. It's like, really, it's kind of uncanny, but you know, when we realize that we are enjoying what we're doing, and we're functioning and we're bearing fruit and we fit, Dwight, offenses are going to come.
Yeah.
And that is a fact of life. Offenses from other people, situations, things like that are going to come into our lives. And we have to realize that when the offense comes, you know, like I can remember one time I was fishing down on Center Hill, you know, and me and my buddy and we saw this big largemouth, we thought it was largemouth bass, feeding on minnows over on the bank. The school of minnows were running around. And so he said, I tell you what, I bet if you cast this certain lure right over there and flip that thing a couple times, he'll take that. Well, I cast and worked it a little bit. He didn't take it. I brought it back in. I cast again. I worked that thing. Man, bam, he hit that thing. And see, he obviously thought that that was a real minnow. And see, that's what Satan does with offense.
Wow,
he gets you to take the bait.
Yeah.
To take, see, when we let someone get under our skin, or we let a problem stop us from something that we know God is moving us in, and we're functioning and we're bearing fruit and it's a good work, and we take
whether it's accounting or ministry or whatever it is.
Whatever it is. I mean, it could be accounting, ministry, nursing, whatever it is. and we take that bait of offense, we are the ones that suffer. We're the ones that hurt whenever we take that bait, because Dwight, that bait is going to drag us away from the very plan of God. It's going to, just like I pulled that big largemouth out of that hole that time. I mean, it's going to pull us away from the very thing we're enjoying, feeding on the, you know, that fish was just enjoying himself. He'd come up, get him a big mouthful, and then he'd go back down and he'd come up, you know, and that's the way Satan does. He daggles that bait in front of us and jiggles the bait a little bit.
Maybe something somebody said, something somebody did, some anything.
Exactly.
And we say, that makes me so mad, or I'm offended. Well, nothing can really make you mad, or nothing can get you offended unless you decide.
That's
to.
Right.
It's on you. It's not on man.
And that's a choice.
It's on us taking the bait or not.
And you know what? I was at this place in business in another town yesterday, and this one of these clerks were. It's just like he was almost looking for something to be offended at people about. And you know, we have to really guard against that. Somebody may have really hurt us in our lives. Somebody may have really done something wrong, but we have. To us, but we have to guard against seeing a demon behind every person or bush. You know, yeah. It's like I told this guy one time, I said, you're not really that important. To think that everybody's
mind is not on you.
Right. Everybody's not out to get you. Everybody's not trying to work you. Everybody's not trying to hurt you. You're just not that important. And really that offense, see, causes a leaven of pride to work in our lives. And Dwight, the key issue here is that the devil brings the offense to keep us out of the plan of God.
Yeah.
Because see, where the plan of God is our wealthy place. Yeah. That's where our wealth, I'm not talking necessarily about money, I'm talking about our wealthy place in life.
Our fulfillment, our meaning, yes. Our purpose, our goal, yeah.
And so if the devil can get us offended, off-ended.
Yeah,
about, off-ended, off-ended, I like it. Yeah. You know, get us off-ended about something, then we will not stay put in the plan of God. And I mean, that's true in church life. That's true in business life. You just have to stay the course. Just stay the course. Be faithful. Don't let these little things, these little trivial things get you so bent out of shape you lose the whole plan of God for your life. It's just not that important. Some of these things that the devil throws at us that tries to get us offended about, it's just not that important.
Hey, we're glad you're with us this afternoon. This is Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. And we're talking about finding, and specifically this afternoon, staying in your place of grace. And, of course, one of those things that can get us off base there is when we allow ourselves to get offended and move on prematurely. And something else in terms of staying in our place of grace, Pastor Ron, is you know, I've heard you say from the pulpit and other places, people have problems, but never make them your problem.
That's right. That's right, Dwight. We want to really guard against that, because if we realize just because someone has a problem and they may be a problem to me, I cannot make them my problem, because I don't know, I'm 60 years old, and the older I get, the more I realize everybody's got problems. You know, it's like nobody is without problems. And,
yeah.
And what happens, Dwight, is if we allow people to become our problem, like taking that offense or being hurt when they say things or always looking for a problem with them or always feeling like we have to correct them or whatever, then they suddenly become enthroned on our heart. They become an image on the top of our heart. And if they are enthroned, if that person is my problem, like, you know, I've done a whole lot of marriage counseling over the years, and ultimately sometimes people have to get divorces. That's just a fact of life. But you realize that if a man and a woman go through a divorce, and that man or that woman makes that other person the problem for the rest of their life, that person will sit on the throne of their heart, and literally now, they will block the flow of God's Spirit from coming and going into their heart, because they've made that person their problem. Not saying that person doesn't have problems, not saying that person didn't create a problem for you, but you cannot make them your problem, because guess what? Once you make them your problem, unless they change, you never get that problem solved.
Yes.
You know, and that's a fact. And most of the time, they're not going to change.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean,
they're not even thinking about you.
Not even thinking about you. But yet, we're holding that in our heart and making them our problem. And Dwight, there is nothing that will move us out of the place and the plan of God. You know, if that hose pipe, so to speak, is clogged up, that flow between us and him is clogged up, we can't hear from him, and we can't get through to him, even though we're wanting to, and he's trying to, and he can't get through to us, then that's going to cause us to be unstable in regard to that plan. You know, and Dwight, the thing I think people get afraid of, though, they think, well, If I let that, if I don't say that they're my problem, then what am I going to blame all this on? Well, we don't have to blame it on anything.
Yeah.
People are people. Yeah. People have problems. We make mistakes. We fail. But God's bigger. God's greater than our problems. He is. He's bigger than these biggest mistakes. I think Joyce Meyer said once that God is bigger than our biggest mistakes.
Yes.
And he is.
Absolutely.
And he will help us through them, Dwight. He will help us to overcome them. He will help us to realize that, man, that person has a problem, but I'm not making them my problem. But they're not my God. They're not going to sit on the throne of my heart. I mean, that's one privilege I'm not giving them. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to move me off of the plan of God for my life, even though we may not be able to work together. We may not be able to stay together. And you know, Dwight, there are times when you need to leave a job. There are times when things have to happen that way.
Sure.
Because scripture says in 1 Corinthians 7, God has called us to peace. And sometimes things just never evolve to a place where you are at peace. And God has provisions even for that to keep us in his plan.
We're talking about staying in your place of grace. And I know, you know, you can tell a lot, and I know in my own life, about the depth, the maturity, the character of a person by what, how big of a thing it takes to get them upset. You know,
mm-hmm.
if we just let every little thing get us upset all the time, well, that makes me so mad. Mm-hmm. No. Nothing can make you mad. Nothing can make you offended. We've got to decide to. A couple minutes left, Pastor Ron. And in terms of staying in our place of grace, you know, we got to remember, as true servants of the Lord, we're serving the Lord on the job, in our family, at church, et cetera. And we're actually living as for an audience of one.
Yes.
That's who we're doing this for.
Right. And I mean, you know, if we are really serving Dwight, and we really have a servant's heart, we're not going to be offended. We're going to be a servant.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to recognize that our faith is working in our life, that we are allowing that faith to work in our life, and that God is his grace is alive in our life, in our heart. And he's going to empower us to overcome some of these obstacles.
We all have a place, don't
we? Yeah, we do.
And we know when we're in our place.
Yeah.
And it's where God wants us.
Amen.
It's been good.
Oh, yeah.
I've enjoyed it.
Amen.
Let's do it again next week.
All right.
Happy to have you with us this Friday afternoon. Your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. This is Local Matters.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Glad to have you back with us on this Friday afternoon. Your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. Glad that you are here as we continue to discuss this great topic of finding and staying in your place of grace. And, you know, Ron, I've been in that situation where my life, where you know that you know that you know that this is where you're supposed to be. This is what you're supposed to do. And I've been on the other side of that. There's nothing like knowing that you know that you know.
Yes. And, you know, Dwight, the thing of it is, Paul actually in, I think it's 1 Corinthians chapter 11, he names all the trials that he went through: shipwrecked, naked, beaten, robbed. I mean, all the things that he went through, Dwight. And he said, you know, I besought the Lord three times for this stuff to leave me. And he said, God said, no, grace is sufficient. It wasn't saying my grace is sufficient to keep hammering those stuff hammering at you. Say, my grace is sufficient to get you through it and over it.
Oh, overcoming it.
And obviously Paul did, because Paul stayed in the plan of God, even though he went through so many trials and tests. You know, he was bitten by a serpent on the isle there. And when the ship had wrecked and he was building a fire and a snake bit him and everybody thought he was going to die. And, you know, he came through that. He came through stonings. He came through shipwrecks. He came through being beaten with rods. I mean, gosh, you think about what he went through. But he said, you know, the empowerment of God, the empowerment of God is greater than any trial. And if we stay in our place, stay where the grace is, stay where grace is working, even though things may be going rough for a while, maybe they're going rough now, God will still empower you to get through it. I mean, God, it's not that we don't have our little temper tantrums and our fits and our emotional cycles going through it, but if we just stay holding on, hold those emotions in check, we can come through that. And I can look back on situations in my life and think, thank God they're over. I don't want to go through them again.
Yeah.
But thank God for what we learned as we went through them.
You know, I relive mentally, Pastor Ron, that whole episode in the Apostle Paul's life. There's so many teachable moments there.
Oh, yeah.
When he said, there came to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger from Satan. You know,
yes.
There's a lot of speculation in the Bible, you know, or what was that, you know, that some say, well, God put it on. No, it's clear what it was.
Yes.
It said it was a messenger from Satan.
Uh-huh.
And then,
yes.
Then I've heard teaching and maybe even said it myself sometime in my life, not only is that God was saying, no, I'm not going to take it off of you. But what he said was, I love this. He said, mm-hmm. My grace is sufficient. That's what we've been talking about. He said, my grace is sufficient. And of course, we've already defined grace,
yes,
as the ability of God working through us,
mm-hmm,
to help us do things we can't do on our own. So what God was really saying to Paul, I get goosebumps thinking about it. He said, hey, Paul, you got what it takes,
yes,
already. Man, I'm in you. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit, Christ and your hope of glory. You've got what it takes to get through this and overcome it and learn from it and be better for it. He wasn't saying no. He said, you're already equipped,
yes,
to get through this.
You know what, though? The thing that I think where most people miss it, Paul was settled in this one fact. He knew God wasn't playing a game with him. He knew God loved him, and God wasn't trying to find fault with him. You know, I observed the life of Paul quite a bit, and some of the issues that he explained that he went through, he caused. Literally, he did. I mean, yeah, he was in some places where God didn't want him, and he was saying, doing things God, but you know, God still helped him overcome those issues. Why? Because he had it settled in his heart that God was on his side. God was for him. He wasn't trying to find fault with him. He wasn't trying to play a game with him. God was empowering him with that grace to get through the problems he created and the ones that other people created for him. God was still helping him through them all. And talking about staying in your place of grace, that man stayed in his place. He let grace work. And like we said, Dwight, that doesn't matter what field you're in, whether you're an engineer, firefighter, police, a housewife, stay-at-home mom, a student, whatever, that grace can come alive to work those same things in your heart.
I've thought this in my life, and maybe there's somebody in the audience thinking it now. If I just kind of surrender myself that way and say, God, your will be done, then I know I'll end up in Africa somewhere or some third world country, you know. But if you end up there, you wouldn't be really happy or fulfilled anywhere else.
That's
I'm
it.
Thinking about a pastor in this town who had a very successful church, very successful ministry. And by the way, this grace is just not for ministry. We've talked about it already.
No.
It's for people in radio. It's for people in newspaper. It's for,
yes,
accountants and engineers and laborers and people in business and secretaries and stay-at-home,
yes,
moms. This grace of God working through them to help them do things they can't do on their own, to do whatever it is their place is.
Mm-hmm.
But this pastor felt like, after he pastored a long time, that he's got Romania on his heart for some reason. And some people say, well, I had a burden. I don't even like that term.
No,
it's so heavy. So,
mm-hmm,
no, God gave him a vision for Romania.
Mm-hmm.
And he began taking trips over there and made several trips a year and ended up staying over in Romania more than he was here. Still had a home here. But I heard him give testimony. He said, man, that's where my heart is. He said, first that scared me to give up, you know, the uh-huh, security of the pastorship, the salary and all that went, mm-hmm, with that. But he said, I knew that I was supposed to do that. God met his needs. And he said, man, when I die, somebody take my heart out and buried in Romania, because that's where I want to be, because that's where he was supposed to be.
Yes.
And everybody listening to us today has a place like that.
That's their place of grace, Dwight. That's their wealthy place. That's their place where they'll find fulfillment, fun, functioning. And Dwight, you know, I know the Lord. That's what he wants for people. He doesn't want people to be miserable in what they're,
yeah,
doing. He wants them to be fulfilled and find that place of grace.
We're glad you're with us this afternoon on Local Matters. Your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. We're talking about finding and staying in your place of grace. And, you know, you mentioned in last week's show that early on, as a young boy, you didn't see it then, but you had this role of pastor as a first grade teacher. Used you to, another student came out, always upset, always, he said, just get him. Did they call you Ronald back in those days?
Yeah, they called me Ronald.
Ronald back in those days. Only your wife calls you that now.
Yeah.
Okay. But get Ronald with this guy. He'll settle him down. He'll console him. Mm-hmm. And that was coming out in you even then.
Yes.
And as I look back over my life, I had a pastor that used to use this term unconscious preparation. We were being prepared for something unconsciously we didn't even know about.
Exactly.
Those skills, those talents, those giftings, that calling was there. And then they came out in that direction. But mm-hmm. really, they were there all the time. Yes. They were God-given.
And that's something that when you're talking about finding this place of grace and staying there, you realize that as a servant of the Lord or as a servant, you realize I'm happy, I'm fulfilled, I'm functioning, I'm flowing. When you find that little, your sweet spot, so to speak, when you find that sweet spot, that's more than likely where the grace of God is alive in your life. It doesn't have to be something miserable. Now, as we said earlier, there may be sacrifices that you have to make for that. I mean, you had to sacrifice to leave Cookeville, to go to another town, to go to school, I don't know how many years that was that you were at school, but to get your master's, but you did that. You made that. There was trials through that. There was hard times in that, but you did that. I mean, and there's things that have to be done, but overall, you'll find that flowing, functioning, and place where you fit. That's how you know that this is my grace. This is something I really enjoy in life. That's where God is really working in my heart to bring about the very plan that he has for me. And if you'll stay with that as a servant, you know, you realize I'm serving humanity. I'm serving in the kingdom. I'm serving God's people in whatever role this is. You realize, man, I can continue doing this because I'm playing for an audience of one. I'm living for an audience of one.
And hey, Pastor, I talk to folks right now who maybe they're going in a direction in life, but in their heart there's this desire. In their heart there's this need. In their heart there's this calling that they feel like I really need to move in this direction. What it may be like the student that I talked about earlier who was studying engineering, but really what he wanted is be a welder.
Yeah.
And now that he's in welding school, he's happy as he can be. Welding school's not easy. He's burning himself two or three times. You know, I've seen his hands. You know, but that's where he's fulfilled.
Yes.
And so, but just say, yeah, but I've got. Ooh, what about the risk I take? And what if I'm not hearing God right? And
right.
What if I miss it and all those what ifs come up. Talk to them.
Well, you know, the first thing is if you miss it, God's able to get you back.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. And just slow yourself down, enter into rest. And what you do, Dwight, is you begin taking small steps. Begin, if you feel like called to go to school somewhere, well, you'd obviously want to look online at that school. Then maybe the next step would be go to that town. Then the next step would be talk with some people that have been there before. Then as you take those small steps, you begin to see, well, I'm being faithful to fulfill this. And the risk, Dwight, is really, and this may be hard for some people to understand, but it's never really a risk. When you have the image built on the inside of you, it's not blind faith. It's faith built on that image, that promise. It's an image. It's a blueprint that you know for this vision in your life. I'm going to do this, this step, this step, this step, this step, that step. And just remember, it's always in steps. If you get to one place where that step is kind of not easy, it's beginning to get hard and you can't function, you can't flow in that step, then hold steady there till you find out that other direction. There may be something ahead that God's saying, no, I won't have the same plan for you, but I want you to go there a different route.
Yeah.
But that's where we learn not to force. You learn that it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord, meaning grace, grace, grace to that mountain. Dwight, I found had places where 2 or 3 years I would stay in one spot. And so really, if you think about it, when Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled, that's what he's talking about. Don't let it be afraid. He said, in the world you'll have tribulations, but good cheer, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Now take this peace and run with it. Take this peace and accomplish my plan for you. And that's the umpire, so to speak, is the peace of God.
And you know, the scripture tells that God, the one who starts the work, is able to complete it.
There you go.
He's able to complete it because of his grace, his ability working through us to help us do things we can't do on our own.
Mm-mm.
We can't do on our own. And that's all because God loves us.
Yes.
And he's for us, not against us. He's in us. He goes before us. He's our guide. He goes behind us. He's our reward. He's our covering. He's our banner. Never leaves us or forsakes us. And it's all about us succeeding in every area of our life.
Yep. That's it. Whew. That's it.
And then preach myself happy, brother. What if we go another half hour?
I wish we could.
It's been fun.
Oh, it has.
It's been fun. It has. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. Your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. Thank you for joining us on Local Matters.